Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to The Wedding Buzz. It's your host, Sydney. And today I want to talk about a tricky topic, the wedding budget. I know we've talked about this before, but it's been a while, and I feel like some things have honestly been shifting even higher in the wedding market these days. So let's talk about the budget, because people think a $50,000 budget is good enough, but then they bring me a $100,000 vision. And unfortunately, those two things don't add up. So I have to be honest, this is probably one of the hardest conversations I have with couples. I try to be upfront about it and try to have this conversation in our initial consultation call, but it always stinks. They're so excited. They just got engaged. They're like planning to have, you know, $50,000. That's a lot of money, you know, and they think that that's going to be enough. But then they showed me this vision and they tell me their vision. And in my head, I'm thinking, you need to double or triple your budget because those things do not add up. So they come in with like a $50,000 budget, but it's really a $100,000 vision. And I'm the one that has to bring them back down to reality. And I hate it. It stinks. I'm the bearer of bad news, but it's reality. So let's talk about it. And this is not about judging budgets at all. $50,000 is a lot of money. I am not trying to minimize that. But there are reality, that there are realistic costs these days. And so let's talk about it. It's just about understanding what things actually cost. Let's talk about Pinterest versus reality. Pinterest is showing you the final result, not what it took to get there. I never see Pinterest boards with realistic price tags next to them. So no one is posting the invoice breakdown. No one is showing the labor, the setup, the logistics. So it creates this expectation that things are simpler and cheaper than they really are. Lighting alone can completely transform a space and people don't even think about it. None of my brides come to me being like, I really want specialty lighting, but they show me pictures of a beautiful final result and they don't realize like, hey, this floral piece is really shining in a really beautiful way and standing out to you because there's pin spot lighting on the ceiling. You know, they don't know what it takes to get there. Rentals, delivery, setup, it all adds up really fast. And hear me on this. Your venue price is not your total. It is just the starting point. People come to me with a venue booked and then they tell me their budget. And I'm like, so you booked a venue that's 75% of your budget. How about, I mean, my fee as a planner, DJ, florist, rentals, your wedding dress, your honeymoon, how about all of those things? So the other thing is hitting costs. Sometimes I get frustrated because I feel like they're actually hidden. And then sometimes I feel like they're just not well explained or they're just, you know, they're in the small print. So make sure you read the small print in your contracts. Service charges and tax alone can be like 30%. A lot of venues, especially venues that include catering, they'll have like a food and beverage minimum. So if the food and beverage minimum is $30,000, you think you're spending $30,000. You're not. One, a lot of venues will have the food and beverage minimum, and that's what they talk about. But when you get your contract, there's going to be like a venue site fee as well. Sometimes this is like $5,000 depending on the venue. The other thing is a lot of venues, like if they have a 26% service fee and they have a 5% tax or 6 or 7% tax, let's say the service fee and the taxes add up to be about 30%. 30% of $30,000 is about $9,000. That's almost 10 more $1,000 than you think you're spending on your venue, plus the site fees, and plus the $30,000 is maybe the food and beverage minimum. So it can easily go above that depending on your guest count. And if you add cocktail hour stations and if you add late night bites, it's up. So make sure that we're thinking about that from the beginning. A lot of venues are also what we call shell venues, meaning they give you the space and that's it. It's like the shell, the outer shell of your wedding, but that's it. So now you're bringing in everything. I was recently talking to a couple that was in this situation. They were so excited about the venue, but it was a shell venue. And the price of that venue was about 20-25% of their entire budget. And I was like, hey guys, how about food, drinks, servers, bartenders? Who's going to clean up the tables? Who's going to set the tables? Like, who's taking the trash out at the end of the night? You have to bring all of that in, especially if you have specialty catering like kosher food or vegan, etc. It's going to be more expensive. Holiday weddings, New Year's Eve, everything is priced higher. So I know I'm being the bearer of bad news, but I'm not trying to be negative. It's just look at these things before you book your venue. Look at these things from the beginning and be realistic about these costs. Because people see, oh, food and beverage minimum, $30,000, fantastic. Wait. Does that actually include everything? Did you calculate the service fee and the taxes? Is the service fee separate from gratuity? Because sometimes there's like 25% service fee, 20% gratuity, and then 7% tax. Okay, we're more like, 50% of service fees and taxes. So that's going to add up very, very fast. Another thing that people like to do when they're trying to save money is DIY. And DIY is not free. It's not free. Someone still has to set it up, and that usually means more staff. I also have seen time and time again that in the process of trying to do it yourself, you end up spending more money. There's a reason why companies are priced how they are. Of course, it's a business and they're trying to make money on top. But these florists get wholesale pricing on their vases, on their floral materials, on their flowers. They're getting wholesale pricing and you're not going to get that. So you're paying retail price. And sometimes you buy these vases and then they're not the right size. So then you go buy some other type of vases and you spend so much time messing with it and buying all these different things that by the time you calculate it and add it all up, you've spent more money than you would have if you just went and hired the florist. Now, of course, that's not across the board, like just one and done, Like, of course, you can DIY things and it can definitely be cheaper, but you have to think about the wedding day as well. And this isn't me telling you that you can't DIY. I just want you to think about the entire picture here. So DIY is not free. You still have to pay for all the materials and do all the work up front yourself. And then on the wedding day, someone has to set it up. And again, that usually means more staff. People often come to me and say, hey, can you set up? And I'm happy to talk to people about their setup, but me personally as the planner, no, I can't set up an entire ballroom by myself. Plus, make sure that all your vendors are there on time, set up in the right place. Plus, make sure that you're in your wedding dress, that your veil is in, that your family is there doing pictures. I can't do it all myself, So I say, we can discuss the DIY items, but I'm going to have to bring in a bigger team. I'm going to have to bring in staff. And that costs money. I have to pay my team. So I would have to charge you guys to set up your DIY items. So it's just something to think about from the beginning. And even something that looks simple, like candles everywhere, that's rentals, set up later, labor, it adds up really quickly. Candles are a lot of work. They're actually harder than placing a floral arrangement on a table. So I just encourage you to look into the details before you make big decisions. So let's say we have 200 guests New Year's Eve and you want that over-the-top luxury look. The venue alone might be $13,000. Catering can easily be $30,000 for 200 guests. It might be even more than $30,000 depending on the venue and where it is. I'm doing a lot of weddings in South Florida, which is definitely a higher-end market. But I'm sure that a lot of luxury venues, no matter where it is going to be about the same cost. So if we're at about $13,000 for your venue, catering is $30,000-$40,000. That's all before rentals, florals, lighting, entertainment. So now you're looking at what's left, and it's just not enough to create that full vision. To actually achieve that look, you're realistically closer to $100,000, if not more. That $50,000 budget with a venue costing $13,000 and catering being, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, depending on guest count, it's just not going to happen. So again, why does this happen? Pinterest sets these expectations of wanting something beautiful, but it's the pricing is not transparent up front. And I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm trying to be transparent with you guys so that we can plan correctly. A lot of couples book their venue first without understanding the full picture, and the guest count is a huge factor that people don't realize. More guests equals more of everything. So what can we do? What do we do instead of just booking a venue, running out of money, and then panicking? So one option, adjust the vision. Simplify the design. Focus on what really matters to you. So I like to tell my couples, okay, for flowers, for example, what is necessary? You know, the bride needs a bouquet, probably, most likely, but you can always decide to not have one. But what are the necessities here? So a bridal bouquet, and some sort of arrangement on each table. That's kind of the necessity. Then you can add up from there, how many bridesmaids do you want them to all have bouquets? Then is when we can start talking about, do you want a ceiling installation? Do you want arrangements on a bar? Do you want arrangements on a welcome sign? Those are all extra and they're beautiful and they're great, but those are probably extra things. So look at the design as a whole and say, okay, where can I cut? Do I really need an arrangement by the welcome sign? Do I really need an arrangement on the bar? It's beautiful, but do I really, really need it? Simplify the design. Option two, adjust the guest count. This is my favorite. Not everyone needs to be there. The biggest cost driver, hands down, is your guest count. Each guest requires more food. Every 8 to 10 guests requires a whole new table, a whole new centerpiece, more chairs, napkins, chargers, flatware. It adds up so fast. And honestly, fewer guests feels more luxury. It's more money spent per guest, and it just creates a really nice, luxurious feel and not just a giant crowd of people that you haven't seen in 20 years. Okay? Option three, adjust the budget. And just be realistic about what things cost now. So if you want your absolute dream wedding and you want everyone there, all your old family friends, your friends from high school and college, and you just want one giant big party, you know what? I'm so here for that. Adjust the budget. Let's up that budget. Let's just be upfront and realistic about what it's going to cost to achieve your dream day. And let's do it. So those are kind of the three options here of let's simplify the design, let's lower the guest count, or let's up that budget and throw a real big party. That one's the most fun, but I understand that that's not the most realistic. This is exactly what we do with our clients at Delightful Planning. We align your vision with realistic plans before you start booking anything. I love when couples come to me from the beginning, because we can make a budget, we can look at all the different quotes, we can weigh our options, and I can help figure out how to bring your vision to life without killing your budget. So when I say, you know, a $50,000 budget isn't going to cut it, and you know, it's really more of like $100,000 for what most people are bringing me, I'm not trying to judge that budget. If you say, this is my budget, and this is for real, a hard budget, all right, I totally respect it. Let's make it work. But again, we're going to have to lower the guest count or simplify the design or figure out a realistic way to get there. So I love doing this from the get-go so that you don't get halfway through and then realize that things are not adding up. This is another big point or a big place where people come to me is they start booking things, they get to the halfway mark, and then they go, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And that's when they seek out a planner. So I encourage you not to do that. Don't get halfway before you seek help. Get help from the beginning and make sure that things will add up in a good way. If you're in that stage right now, this is the best time to have this conversation. I would love to chat with you. It's so much easier to plan correctly from the beginning. A beautiful wedding is not about spending the most money. It's about spending it intentionally, figuring out what's a priority, what's really special to you and your fiance, and how do we make the best day ever without putting you guys into debt, because no one needs to start a marriage in debt over a wedding. So I would love to help you guys with this. Go to my website, delightfulplanning.com. Reach out. My email is sydney@delightfulplanning.com. I would love to chat with you. We can have this conversation from the get-go and figure out what the best plan for you is going to be. All right. Well, I hope that this was insightful and helpful. I hope that it wasn't too negative, but we're just trying to be realistic, not negative. So I will see you guys in the next episode.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.